It's the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent, Dr. Michelle Eller, with us from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, we are so excited. The 9th annual 5K, 10K run from the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation happening October 26th. You're here to talk about it, and you brought some special guests with you.
Yes.
Ms. Carol Sprayberry, the Executive Director of the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation, and Mr. John Parrish from the Sylacauga City Schools Foundation as well, immediate past president and chair of this committee. What can we expect for the 9th annual 5K, 10K run?
So I'm going to give it to Ms. Sprayberry first and let her tell us just a little bit about the foundation itself and why it's so important to our school system. And then we'll probably hear from John, who chairs that committee, and let him give us a little more specifics on how you can be involved in that.
Yeah. Ms. Sprayberry, tell us all about it.
Thank you, Dr. Eller.
Yeah.
Well, 36 years ago, last month, August 1988, the foundation was founded by Dr. Joseph Morton, who was our superintendent at the time. The mission statement of our foundation is that we enrich the quality of education for students by providing financial support for the classroom teachers and programs. A fun thing that's happening, we have reached the $2 million mark of endowed corpus, and we're celebrating that on January 7, 2025. So we're excited to be planning that big celebration.
Congratulations.
We're going to do that at Sylacauga High School in the auditorium.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's going to be a big deal, so be looking out for that too.
That's got to make you feel so proud.
It is. It's very encouraging.
That's awesome.
The main purpose of our foundation has always been and will always be to provide grants for the teachers. Mm-hmm. So last January, they submitted their grants for the 2024 cycle. We were able to give out over $60,600 in grant money.
Incredible. Incredible.
And that the teachers have made their purchases, their items are in the classroom, so the students this year are benefiting from that. Over the 36 years, we have granted 1,334 grants, totaling over $1.5 million in givings.
Wow.
And that has impacted over 398,000 students over these years. So we're excited about that. We have fundraisers that help. Of course, the largest one is a foundation chair.
Yeah.
And we have had 67 chairs given.
Wow.
Each one of them is $25,000 giving. We have the Aggie Walk Brick Campaign, which are the marble pieces and pavers at the stadium.
Right.
And then we have the 5K, 10K run that you mentioned on October 26th. And we have corporate sponsors that will buy sponsorships to sponsor that. And then, of course, the run registrations. And I'm going to pass the baton to John and let him give you more detail about the run.
Yeah, we're going around the table here. Yeah, no, I'm so excited that before you start, John, like there's so many ways to give. There's so many ways to be able to participate in the foundation. And you've just named several. And it's great to just see the trajectory of where this is going, you know, to, you know, the continued giving over this course of time. So yes, as you said, the big thing that's coming up in a few weeks is the run. And I know you've got a lot to say about that. You're a runner yourself. You love this space.
That's right. Yeah. Well, that's how Carol roped me in, because I was running the event. And so I joined the foundation and immediately became the chairperson of the 5K, and then we added a 10K.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of ways folks can get involved.
Okay.
Of course, they can be a runner. We'll have a lot of energy during this event from the students that participate, but we have folks that come from Anniston and Montgomery to join us and run. So we'll have a field of 150, 200, maybe more people in this event. That's one way to contribute and participate, but sponsors. Most of the fundraising that we make come from our businesses and industries and individuals that want to support this and support education in the Sylacauga City Schools. And whether you're a runner or you want to be a sponsor, you can easily go to the website www.scsfoundation.net and look for the 5K, 10K button, and you can find all the information you need about running, sponsoring, what the courses are. I will tell you that the 5K course is a fast 5K. It is flat and fast. So if you're looking to have a personal best, this is the race to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's just through the streets of Sylacauga. There's no hills, really. I mean, you know, but I mean, it's a really great opportunity for that. Can anybody walk? Can you walk this thing?
You can walk the 5K. It's a fun walk, too.
Okay.
We discourage fun walking the 10K. It's just too long.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, some, you know, we don't want to discourage from anybody, you know, coming. We want people to be a part of it. That's great. And what do you get when you register? And do you get a t-shirt? Do you get like, or do you like, is there anything that happens? You get a your picture? Like what can people expect?
So if you come out to the event and you run, you'll get a t-shirt, mm-hmm. as long as you register and let us know. Up to a certain date, mm-hmm. We can guarantee it. After that, maybe.
Sure.
And when you're at the event, there'll be photo opportunities, backdrops, lots of folks to take your picture with. It's a great opportunity to do a placement. Even though we have a lot of students running, they're really competing among each other. So our local runners, you have a good shot of placing if you join this event.
That's awesome. That's so encouraging. When did, so this started, 9 years ago. I've been here 8 years. So I guess, goodness, time flies. That's crazy. it seems to be one of the biggest things that gets a lot of people involved. How many runners, participants do you have typically? Is it?
Last year we had over 200.
Wow. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. That's great.
And the majority of them are student athletes.
Sure, sure.
So that they bring such energy and enthusiasm. And
that's great.
Their fun spirit, they're competitive.
Yeah.
You know, they want to win. Mm-hmm. And we've had a corporate sponsor from the very first run that gives $1,000 toward the student athletes so they get to run free of charge and they get their t-shirt free. We've had more numbers of student athletes running, so now our sports booster clubs are helping supplement that.
That's great.
Which has been a great partnership to have the booster clubs involved.
Us rebirthing the cross country team last year, mm-hmm. I think really helped as well because they all ran in it too, and it helps them be more competitive for their events as well, mm-hmm. As student athletes. So that to me, that's the most exciting part. I'm not a runner, but I am present there, and my husband's business has been a sponsor mm-hmm. since we've been here. And we'll continue to do that again. But it's exciting for me to see all of our student athletes.
How does this make you feel as being the superintendent, knowing that this money is going towards things that are going to benefit your teachers and students in the classroom?
Well, I'll have to tell you, one of the main reasons that really attracted me to Sylacauga, and I know I've said this before, was the immense community support. Mm-hmm. And having this foundation and knowing that their purpose is to equip our teachers. You know, I spent 16 years in the classroom. I would have loved to have been able to write a grant to do all the extra stuff I wanted to do. Most of it came out of my personal fund.
Yeah, sure.
But our teachers don't have to do that. If they want to do a certain book project, if they want to do an outdoor garden, if they want to do flexible seating, you know, there's so many things that you can do. And the foundation, you know, will cover those costs. And so to me, that it's just amazing to have community partners such as the foundation.
And when there is a big presentation, of course, Miss Sprayberry, you're there with a big check. And big photo op. So if you ever see any of that posted, you know this is what we're talking about. Right. This is that event. And I know you as a former teacher, you know, just, you know, being able to look back on your time, I know you probably share the same sentiments mm-hmm. that Dr. Eller has as well. What do you get out of it coming into work every day? I mean, I know you're retired from the classroom, but you're working full time in this effort now.
I want to back up to the founding days. My husband was one of the charter members.
Yes.
And so that meant so much to me. Yeah. And then when they asked me in 2015, mm-hmm. after I'd been retired a year, would I be willing to be the executive director? It just touched me. So, yeah, I'm out of the classroom, which is good for me, but my fingers are still in the pie.
Yeah.
And so I love being able to be a part of the school system, which I'm a product of Sylacauga City Schools. And my whole 32 years of teaching was at the high school. So that's all I know.
Yeah, she is Miss Sylacauga.
Right,
is nobody better than Miss Sprayberry. Oh my gosh! Yeah, I mean, you just you embody the spirit of that, and I think that's really really special. And I've noticed that, of course, since I've been here this time. And again, John, what do people need to know? They go to scsfoundation.net, and what do they do?
Click the button to get more information, to register, to sponsor, and whether it's rain or shine, we'll be there.
Good.
We've done running the downpour, and yeah. The students don't mind it.
Yeah,
they loved it. Actually.
They love it.
I'm sure that's a little bit of fun. If you want to see what proper form and technique looks like, there is a picture of John first and foremost on this page. I'm looking at it on the computer here, just with proper like straight back, chin up. You know, just very. So if you're wanting to model that, if you come out, that's exactly what to look for there. But no, we're looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And can't wait for this to happen. So
yes, and we want to see Michael. a lot of our community there. I mean, yeah. We want to see community involvement
for sure.
Let it be an event that families can enjoy as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. John, Ms. Sprayberry, thank you all so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you,
Dr. Eller. Thank you so much for being along for the ride. You have something to mention about possible
homecoming.
Yeah.
Yes. So what's the deal? We talked about homecoming last week.
Yeah.
And all the festivities of this week. Now, of course, we've still been able to do the dress-up days. We've still been able to work on the floats, and so grateful for the armory allowing us to store them there. But one thing we can't control is the weather.
Yeah.
And it looks like we're getting some weather in. We are monitoring it closely. But as you know, we had the community-wide prep rally, parade, bonfire, all those things planned for Thursday night. We're hoping the weather will not impede that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hold off to the last minute to make a call on that.
Sure.
But if it does, our backup plan is to move the parade back to Friday at 4 o'clock so that we can at least still have the parade.
Yeah, sure.
We won't have the community-wide pep rally, and we won't be able to have the bonfire, but at least give our students the opportunity to have the parade.
Yeah.
So we're going to try to, like I said, we're going to monitor throughout the day, and at the last minute, probably, you know, later today, we'll make a call depending on where the weather's moving.
Well, you can, we'll help disseminate that message for you and make sure that people are in the know about that. Hopefully it'll all hold off and we'll be able to have good festivities for homecoming.
But we've had a great homecoming week thus far, even with all the distractions.
We've had a great homecoming week
and all of our schools are participating, and I've been going around seeing all the students in their dress up attire for homecoming, and so of course I've got my dress up attire on today
Of course. Well, you look great. Everybody is so excited about what's to come on Friday night as we face Jemison at home, and looking forward to a big win, of course, on the field. Y'all, thank y'all so much. Really appreciate everybody being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.